What's up, everybody? This is Michael Adams. And today, since it's 2018, the first day of January, we're going to be talking about habits and how to kick them. Hey, how y'all doing out here today? Today after New Year's. So if you're listening on YouTube, it's going to be January 2nd. But if you're listening on the website, it's going up today. So I want to say I hope everyone had a happy New Year's and you're ready to take on 2018. I think I'm going to have a wonderful year. And I think all you guys are going to have a wonderful year as long as you plan and you're disciplined. But today, I wanted to talk about a subject that I think is going to be pretty good for people going into the new year, talking about habits and how to kick them. I recently started writing my newest book, which is called Habits and Why the F I Can't Kick Them. So I thought that would be a great time to be talking about this subject. And a lot of people probably sitting there making goals and stuff to maybe lose weight and stuff like that. Maybe to quit smoking, quit drinking, whatever it is you're doing. And I thought this would be the best time to actually talk about that subject. One of the biggest things when it comes to having a habit, see, a lot of people don't understand. Habits are everything that we do in our life. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing, it's a habit. So as in, if you eat too much, it's a habit. If you drink too much, it's a habit. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about Coca-Cola or we're talking about alcohol or something like that. The biggest point to understand is that everything we do in human nature is actually a habit. Okay? The biggest thing that we do is we find a system that works and we just stick to it. And then what we do is try to find reasons why we're doing what it is that we're doing. Say, alcohol makes me feel good or alcohol does this. And I just recently actually cut out alcohol completely out of my life. And what I used to be able to do this, it was actually quite easy for me at the time, which you would have think it had been harder because I was actually enjoying drinking. I was like doing it on, two, three times a week. And I just realized that it wasn't helping me. And if I wanted to get better at what I do, I needed to kick that out of my life and kick that habit out. So what I really did to actually cut out alcohol was I pretty much dissected why it was I was drinking. What was it doing? Because see, the biggest thing when it comes to not just alcohol, but habits in general, is understanding why you feel the necessity to keep doing it. Okay, if you think that alcohol, let's say use alcohol for instance, alcohol calms my nerves or alcohol does this, what you have done is give reason for the habit. And I think the moment you can learn that that these reasons are actually reasons that you just made up, like say smoking cigarettes and stuff, it calms my nerves and all this stuff. I mean, the truth is, what you need to do in order to start kicking a habit, it doesn't matter what that habit is you have to look down the timeline. You have to understand what it was that put you doing what it is you're doing. I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer in knowing your history and how you got there. And the point is, any habit that you got to kick, you need to dissect it and you need to figure out where it was you done this, okay? The key thing about this is once you start understanding the true reason why you started doing what it is you're doing, you can actually eliminate bogus reasons for why you're doing it, okay? So, when I was young, alcohol was cool because I got to hang out with my friends. Everybody was drinking. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody's partying and whatnot. And that's the reason. I mean, it wasn't really like when I was young and I was drinking like a fish and wanting to party in my party days and my lifestyle, It wasn't because I needed it. It wasn't because, you know, oh, it made me feel better. It was simply because it was fun and I wanted to have a good time. And what happens is through time, we start taking a habit and we start associating things with that habit. And once you start associating things with the habit, it makes it harder and harder to quit. It turns into a have-to scenario rather than I want to scenario, okay? So if you say, I want to drink, okay, it's one thing. I want to drink, I can choose tomorrow not to do it, okay? But if you turn into this, well, it makes me feel comfortable around people when I'm at a social gathering, or you say, oh, it's a way to have fun. Oh, what you do is you started creating this pattern that says, well, the only time I can have a good time at a social gathering is when I'm drunk. The only time I can get up on a dance floor is when I'm drunk. The only time I can have fun is when I'm drunk. And I'm only using alcohol really as an example of understanding what I'm talking about when I'm talking about habits and how to kick them. Now, the biggest thing is once you can start going back through that history and figuring out why you've done it, and you start eliminating those reasons saying, you know, I really don't have to drink to have fun. You can actually start practicing doing stuff that is fun without alcohol. I mean, the biggest key way to get off any habit, it doesn't matter what it is realizing that life goes on without it, okay? If you can kick that belief that whatever it is you're doing is a must, that is the key necessity in quitting any habit in the world, okay? I had recently also quit biting my nails. I chose to quit biting my nails. I didn't quit biting my nails because I gave a shit. I quit biting my nails because I thought it was a way to actually push myself, to actually discipline myself, to actually do stuff that was actually a lot harder and actually improve other aspects of me. Sort of, I believe in making sure you have a good mental set, you know, a good mental mindset. And that's the key to doing anything. It doesn't matter what it is you're doing. But one thing to also understand is everything you're doing is habit, okay? When I get on these podcasts, I tend to do habits that I say, well, I've done this. I feel comfortable as long as I'm doing it like this. And what you need to understand is everything we do in our life is it's habitual, okay? So most of the time when you go out to eat, a lot of times you go out to eat, I'm just throwing a number, a day out. You go out to eat on Thursdays. You can look back at your previous history and you realize that you go out to eat on Thursdays. Is there something better about Thursday? I don't think so. I think we just become habitual and we start doing the same thing, the same routine over and over again. Human beings are habitual creatures. We make sure we stay in safety and comfort because that's the way, you know, natural organisms are. We like to be in safe and secure. But the biggest thing is when we start sitting there saying stuff like, say you're smoking and stuff like that and you're wanting to kick that stuff, the only way you're going to be able to kick that is realizing that you do not need these things in your life. Addiction is hard and addiction is hard to kick. But one of the reasons it's even harder is because we believe we're going at it without any help, without any understanding. And I believe one of the biggest things that can hinder you from being able to, let's say, quit smoking, one of the biggest things is you think about not smoking anymore. You sit around and you go, huh, well, it's January. I said I wasn't going to smoke anymore, so I'm not smoking anymore. And you sit there for 10, 15 minutes going like this, still don't smoke. You constantly are thinking about not doing what you're not wanting to do. So therefore, how can you really be secure and cutting out any kind of habit or any kind of problem when the only thing you're doing is thinking about that one thing you're wanting to cut? I believe the biggest way, the biggest real way to actually start cutting any habit whatsoever, I'm all up for everybody making their New Year's resolution to cut out smoking, drinking, whatever it is. But one of the biggest things is, I believe when you set a date, when you sit there and say, on January 1st, I'm going to quit, let's say, alcohol. One of my biggest successes on why I was able to, I believe, quit stuff that I have, besides, you know, I have gained discipline and stuff like that. And that's one key thing, man. You're going to have to gain discipline. You need to be reading my stuff on michaeladamsmedia.com. You're going to need to read that stuff to help improve your confidence or to help improve your discipline and stuff like that. Those articles are right there available for you. If you don't build that mindset, man, you ain't going to quit shit. But the key thing is build that discipline, build that understanding, build that control of yourself. When you have that full-on control of yourself, you will not fail. But the biggest thing is you got to make sure you gain control of your mind and you're in control. Okay? Now, the biggest thing is, like, when it comes to alcohol or when it comes to cigarettes, a lot of the things you're used to is going to be different. That's the hardest thing about kicking any habit whatsoever, is you're so used to everything being a certain way that it just throws you and floors you. And that's why I believe maybe going at something as hardcore as quitting smoking and quitting it like today, it's bad to sit there and just go, I'm quitting. Some people say cold turkey, go cold turkey. That's fine. But one thing I don't like I said, on setting a date, the biggest problem is I hear so many people like say they quit smoking. And you can look at them 15 years from now and they go like this, man, come 27 days from now, I'd been quit smoking for 15 years. And I'm going, wow, nobody wants to live in that lifestyle where every day you're counting every fucking day. If you can pinpoint exactly what day you quit and you're counting it by the days, you're going 27 days away and I've been quit for 15 years. I'm sorry, man, but you've not cut the habit. You're still addicted. Give the right circumstances and give the right moment, and you will be back on that addiction. Okay? So my point is you got to eliminate the mindset of believing that you are controlled by that substance or whatever it is you're trying to change. And you got to eliminate that. And somehow, one way I believe that somehow you can get up there and eliminate these things is, one, I don't agree with looking at the date. Do not look at the date. You just say, this is it. But the biggest thing, man, I'm telling you, one thing that stops people from growth, one thing that stops people from achieving anything when it comes to, it doesn't matter if we're talking about diets or we're talking about drinking, cigarettes, whatever you're wanting to change, one of the biggest things that people have the biggest problem with is when they screw up, they punish themselves. They get pissed. They say, oh shit, man, it's over, I ruined it. It doesn't matter if they, let's say they quit smoking. It doesn't matter if they quit smoking for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. They get that moment where they feel like they need a cigarette. They smoke that cigarette and said, well, I've screwed up the last 3 weeks. Fuck it, it's done, it's over. There ain't nothing I can change. I'm here to tell you the best way to change that is to not punish yourself. One thing I really learned when I was cutting out biting my nails. One thing I learned when I was growing up, I bit my nails all the time. My mom, she would smack my hand and say, don't bite your nails, or smack my mouth. You ain't supposed to bite your nails. Don't. I'm going to put turpentine or whatever the hell they called it on your hands, and you're not going to be able to bite your nails. All this stuff. It didn't matter what they told me. I still bit the nails, okay? Because we wouldn't fixing the problem. We was just giving me, you know, punishments if I was to keep doing whatever it was I was doing. And here's the biggest thing I learned when I decided I was going to cut out nail biting. What I learned was that didn't work for me. Okay, discipline, beating your ass, or, you know, somebody smacking your hand, it might work for you, I don't know. But in my personal opinion, in my personal experience, the best thing that worked for me was saying, hey, it's okay to screw up, but let's pick it up the next time. And so what I did when I cut out biting my nails, I was completely done biting my nails within, it was about
5-6 days, maybe a week tops. Second week came, and it was sort of like, I can't believe it's weird. I can't believe I don't bite my nails anymore. And but the key thing was, the first few, maybe the first 4 or 5 days, I found myself, you know, working my finger into my mouth. And instead of punishing myself, or instead of just saying, well, I guess I can't kick it, what I did was, and this, in my opinion, is the mind-altering change that changes the whole game when it comes to cutting out habits. The one thing I did was I said, it's okay. You don't do that anymore, remember? And I said, what if I change the role? What if I change the system? What if I sit there and say, what if I'm nice to myself? What if I kick this habit by being nice? What if I say, hey, I'm not gonna smack my hand anymore. I'm just gonna look at myself and say, every time I feel that touch my tooth, I'm gonna say, oh, you don't bite your nails anymore. And it worked. It just worked. Okay? And what I'm saying to you is you can use this same technique. Okay? What happens if, and the truth is, when I quit drinking, I quit it completely. But then I was like, it got so easy for me. I was like, I want to see how good I am. So I would go out to restaurants and I would still get, I'd go out and get me a drink or a beer, you know. I mean, nothing to get wasted or hammered on. But I would get me a drink or something to eat with my food. And I was like, that's empowerment, man. That's empowerment. Okay? The biggest hurdle that people have is they think, oh, I got to cut myself off. I ain't allowed to have it. Okay? And I think when you think you can't do something, I think as a human being, you're going to force yourself to do it. And my point being is, if you want to cut out alcohol, I think the biggest thing is to sit there and say, why am I wanting to cut out alcohol? Okay, what benefits is it going to give me from cutting out alcohol? Okay, what am I going to lose? Okay, when you look at what you're going to lose, you'll realize that you won't really lose that much. Okay, say, oh, well, my friends won't be able to hang out with my friends because they all drink. It's up to you. I mean, that might be true. I don't know. I believe your friends are going to be able to hang with you even if you're not drinking. In fact, you can be their designated driver. But my point being is, you got to really just pinpoint why it is you want to do what you want to do. And you got to realize that, hey, sometimes I might go like this. Hey, I want to drink. Just recently, you know, with New Year's, I drank some wine. Okay, does that mean I'm back to drinking? No, absolutely not. It doesn't. But what I said was, hey, who cares if I drink a glass of wine? I'm in control of this. And the moment I drink wine and I sit here and say that I'm allowed to, is the moment when I don't feel like I'm being punished for doing what I'm doing. Okay, and that's the key, man. If you could cut out the punishment scenario, I don't believe negativity is the way to kick the habits. It doesn't matter if you're smoking, wanting to quit smoking, or whatever it is you want to do. Quit punishing yourself every time you want to do something or every time you have a setback. Don't punish yourself. Instead, build yourself up. Motivate yourself. A lot of people, they go on a diet, and when it comes to cutting out, you know, weight and stuff like that, a lot of people, they go on a diet, and then they have this 1 week where they, you know, they busted ass. Let's say they've been doing this for about 3 months and then they go and eat bad. 1 day out of 3 months. What does eating one day out of 3 months do to you? Absolutely nothing. Okay? But what some people do is they turn around and they'll eat something and they'll go, oh man, I feel so awful. You know what you're doing? You're beating the shit out of yourself. You're sitting there saying, you stupid ass, you shouldn't have been doing that. Oh my gosh, you ruined all your progress. Everything you've done is ruined, 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 and there ain't no way you can fix it. And I'm here to tell you, that is what's causing you to quit. What is causing you to quit is you're punishing yourself. You're saying, you're not allowed to do that. You ain't allowed to do that. And when you tell yourself you're not allowed to do it, finally you get fed up with it and you throw your hands in the air and you say, fuck it, I don't care anymore, I'm just going to be a fat ass. Or screw it, I don't care, I'm just going to drink alcohol and the hell with everyone. Take control of yourself and leave room for screw-ups. Leave room for mess-ups. This goes with success. It goes with anything, man. But the number one key way to improve your chances of cutting out habits and cutting out anything in your life that you don't want is saying it's okay to have setbacks. And once you get into the understanding that it's okay to mess up, you'll start having less of them. And when you do have them, they won't hurt as much. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and wrap that up. I got a lot of great stuff coming to the website, especially at the beginning of the year, because I'm wanting to maybe post a bunch. I recently had one of my Facebook followers say they wanted to hear something about dieting and how they can improve their diet and stuff like that. And I plan on posting a bunch of new stuff, new articles coming, because I want to make sure that everybody starts the year off with a bunch of material and a bunch of stuff that I can give you to actually improve your chances at success, at your goals, and all that stuff. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, and I want to thank everybody who's listening on MichaelAdamsMedia.com or anybody who's out there listening on YouTube. I hope you all had a wonderful, happy New Year's, and we got a great year coming up. And we got a lot of things we're going to change and we're going to work on. So anyway, thanks again. This is Michael Adams from MichaelAdamsMedia.com. Thank you.